Oye.
Hi, thanks for joining me, Alison Hearn, on World Music Matters for some Cuban Afro Funk.
Me voy pa mi casa.
Our guest this week is Iglesias Rodriguez, otherwise known as Cima Funk. The young Cuban singer, composer and producer started off studying medicine, but now believes in nothing but the power of the groove. He produced his debut album Terapia, or Therapy, in 2017 in a home studio in Havana with the one and only aim of getting people sweating on the dance floor. In spring this year, he played 30 dates in the US. Billboard magazine has called him the Cuban revelation of 2018, and South American media have hailed him as the continent's new James Brown. I asked him about making Cuban funk in the country of son, trova and reggaeton, but first, what it's like being compared to James B.
For me, I'm a big fan of James Brown. I believe that sometimes you born for something, and since you are a little boy, you know the stuff, and it's evident that you're going to be this movement, because James Brown is more than artist. Music is a whole movement of music style, dance style. So I think that it's too much for me, you know, like an artist, young artist. I don't believe that I'm in the high levels of James Brown. James Brown is a master. He invents the stuff. I'm recycling what he's done. And it's an honor that they put me close to James Brown.
So Cima Funk, what does that mean?
Cima Funk is my artistic name. Cima came from Cima Rum. Cima Rum was the Maroons, the black slave who escaped from the house of the master and started to live in the forest, hiding. So for me, it's like super important for the Afro-Cuban culture, because they was creating new cultures, life behave in the forest. And also because I have like a family that came from Nigeria and in the past, and they was a slave also. So mostly more of the people in Cuba have like a descendants from the African slaves. And funk, because I love the funk music. So it's the mix of the Afro-Cuban movement with the funk cultural style. So that is Cima Funk.
Me voy pa mi casa.
I think that all the African music is in every piece of my world, because I make music, danceable music. So danceable music for me is Africa, like a 95% or 98%. All the groups that we have in Cuba, the most part of the groove came from Africa. We have the son, del pilon, del mambo, cha-cha-cha. All this music style, in the beginning, they came from the African drums. Also the funk.
So your music has a lot to do with both African rhythms and dancing.
It's about having fun, it's about dance, it's about get some people close to you and get close and get tired and have to do other stuff. It's about sexuality, friendship, and dance and sweating, and it's all human. It's about meat. What I'm trying to do is that you go to my concert and you forget your troubles, you know. You just have 1 hour, 2 hours of show dancing and figure out what you're going to do with your body.
If we take the huge hit, which is Mi Boy, I'm Going, it's just an absolutely phenomenal success in Cuba and in Havana. Mm-hmm. Just tell me about the relationship that you have with the people. I understand that you make your music evolve in relation to the people that are dancing. Yeah,
and that happened at the beginning of Therapy, this album. And I didn't realize that was in that way. But now that I'm playing many, many concerts, I start to do new songs. And the three last songs, they born in the sound check, and we make the same night in the stage. So we start to make many, many new songs in the stage. and arrange the sound according with the behavior of the public. So the public reacts in some part of the music, they don't react in some part of the sound. So we change that, and we have been rearranging all the sounds with the public, with the people in the street. That people feel like, this is groovy, I cannot dance with this, I dance with this, I feel fine with it. You look the face, you know the reaction. So we are like doing this all the time.
Se calienta, se calienta a la pao. Otra vez nos fuimos. Un movimiento bien lento. Sacude cadera, chula, pelea con esto. A la pao. Otra vez nos fuimos. Un movimiento bien lento. Sacude cadera, chula, pelea con esto. Ven, ven.
You released your debut album, Terapia, in 2017. Where was it born?
I started to make it here in France. I started to build the album in Le Menu. It's a ski station in Le Menu. And I get the computer with the Ableton Live, so I started to make a beat. And that beat at the end was Revuelto, that is the last song of the album. It was the first song that I started to write.
Ya, tú sabes lo que ando, mis ojos no mienten, que tú estás lo tuyo, eso es evidente.
Sé lo que quieres y tú me respuestas para que te amores y negra libertad.
No quiero problemas, no quiero discutir, de aquí yo no saco sin peso por gusto.
Juan Miller, el UPO.
Me Voy was inspired in the Coupe de Calais, because I was hearing a lot of Coupe de Calais here in Paris. It's music. I'm not a specialist. I don't know music theory, music. I just do the stuff by ear. But I get really, really interested in that kind of music, because I never hear before. I started to hear here in France all the African movement, all the Caribbean movement, the Caribbean beat, the African beat. When I started to hear that, I say, I need to do something like this, because I feel like it's really similar to Cuba, but the key, the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, it's the only things that change. So what happened if we try to put this key in that groove? So I started to make experimentation of that, and came away.
So in fact, France has been important in your musical development.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So this track, Ponte Palo Tuyo, mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, sorry for
my Spanish. There's right. A pianist on there, Roberto Cacases.
Yeah, he's a genius. I work with him in Interactivo, his band. I'm one of the singers of Interactivo, and he's a personal friend. So as soon as I made the song, I said, man, I need you in the keyboard.
Are all musicians of that level?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one of the things that it's not because I'm Cuban or whatever, but yeah, in Cuba, it's a lot of competition between the musicians, so that made the level of the musician grow a lot. All the musicians that I record with great musicians there, with Adel Gonzalez, with Eto Quintana, he winner Frank Brix. He's a guitar player with Ernesto Mida, with Roberto Cacases. Now I make a feat of this same song that I will release the next month. That is José Luis Cortés and Juan Abacallar, the greatest star from Cuba. So even the young people now, they are coming out of the school super, super aggressive. They have like a lot of potence of music, sometimes too much.
Sometimes too much?
Yeah. They play, and say, man, calm down, it's groove. Just let's do the groove, take it easy. And they like, because they know too much.
You talk about groove. I mean, when we think about Cuban music, we think about trova, we think about son, we think about reggaeton. We don't necessarily think about funk.
Yeah.
Just how developed is it as a musical genre in Cuba?
This is bizarre, because if you hear Irakere, they was making fun If you hear Ene Hela Banda, the new generation, they was making funk also with Cuban music. If you hear many, many musicians, if you hear like it's boleros that you can hear now and have bolero from the 60s that have the funk guitar making some music like ding 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 ding. So it's people in Cuba have been doing funk since a long time ago because both came from the same place. But when you say, yeah, I'm a funk artist, it's something real for the people there because they say, funk, okay, let's start to listen about the people from my generation and the others they know because they hear Edwin on Fire, they hear Kool & the Gang, James Brown, of course, Otis Redding, again, Ohio Players. So they know about funk and that's happened a lot. And the people, when they start to feel the groove and they never hear the band, they say, oh, I know this, I miss this music, it's all dancing lights. And now it's happened, some funk in Cuba, it's good.
Funk, you rose to fame really pretty quickly, given that it was more or less from 2016, starting off with Sima Funk, recording your debut album. Then you started touring in Cuba, but also in South America a lot, and then had this huge tour in the United States earlier on this year, 30 concerts in 50 days, absolutely huge. Yeah. It all seems to have gone very fast. What role has internet, the opening of internet, played in your success?
A lot. That's 80% of the success of the album because all is different with the internet. Even for us, the people that they didn't have that before, at the first moment that they started to have the internet, they started to communicate with the artists, with the art movement, because was the artist one of the first that knew a little bit how to use the internet. So as soon as we get the internet, we start to share between us all the information and start to grow everything. And the people start to show other people how it works, how it could work. So it changed everything. I made all the campaign of therapy living in Cuba, connecting to the internet, putting photos, putting the video clip, making all the campaign of the video clip. It was doing everything there. We don't have many access to other websites and stuff because for the economic embargo and this kind of stuff, that is a little bit restricted for some websites. But we figure out all the time. We found a way.
There are always ways around.
Definitely.
Sima Funk, let's play out with a very different track. It's called Parar el Tiempo, Stop Time.
Yo no sé si algún día tendré que vivir sin ti. Ni quiero imaginarlo. Sin tu pelo regado en mi cuerpo y las mañanas donde todo me alcanza. Yo no sé sin tu miel cómo acabar la noche y soñar caramelo.
This is a ballad. This is not really funky at all.
Yeah, it's a pop with bolero and cha-cha-cha. It's a cute mix.
Maybe get people onto the dance floor for a slow.
Yeah, just
at the end of the
slow.
Concert.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It was great talking to you, Eric Iglesias Rodriguez, aka Sima Funk.
Thank you. Thanks to you. A big pleasure to come here.
No quiero pensar. Si es cosa del destino.
And this is the last World Music Matters for the moment. We're taking a break for the summer, but we'll be back on the 5th of September. Do join us then. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.
Un día estás, mientras te vas.